basically what's happening at the minute, different areas at night time, particularly at the minute, my own town there and the neighbouring town of Goodahork, there's a lot of things have changed a lot in the last couple of weeks where, for example, there's a lot of noise of cars and that at night time. There's a lot of duffing going on inside the town boundary itself. There's noise then, there's fireworks been set off this last number of weekends. Obviously the residents in the area then, there's residents obviously immediately beside where this is going on, they're not getting to sleep. It's happening outside the local school as well, outside the local chapel. And it's very distressing for all involved, and we have the situation now, Catherine, where we have small babies, small children, elderly people, there's people there unfortunately sick in the vicinity. They're not getting no sleep, no rest. There's just a lot going on. And we just need to try and tackle things here before things escalate and get any worse than they already are. As like I said before, we just need to, like I said to the last day there at the meeting, we just need to get educating here and get the various bodies pulled into the one room together all around the table and just take it from there then, like, see how can we achieve things then. But as I said at the end of the meeting, people's entitled to have their fun. There's nobody down on anybody from having their fun. But just, I think it's what a stretch too far now, and it's causing a problem, to be honest with you, Catherine.
And what is the solution here, Councillor McClafferty? Is it more Gardaí conducting patrols and so on in the middle of the night?
Yeah, well, that's definitely a big problem as well. I was just going to get to that as well on a separate point. Well, I suppose the two points are really relevant, but on a separate point as well, we don't have enough Gardaí here in West Donegal. That's the problem as well. We don't have enough patrol cars either in West Donegal. We have a patrol car here at the minute broken down now. I think we're just starting, we just done in the garage. Like, if my car was in the garage going past 2 days, I'd be calling my hair to see what it was like. This is crazy stuff, like. So as a result of one patrol car being down, being in the garage, Catherine, they had the local Gardaí now have had to borrow a patrol car from a neighbouring station. So that means that neighbouring station's down a patrol car as well. So effectively, we're a car less no matter what way you look at it. We're also a lot of Gardaí less. Also, another problem as well since COVID was what, nearly 5 years, just past 5 years ago now, we haven't had a marked patrol car until Gardaí since. So the downfall of that is, the Fulcair Gardaí have a car, yes, but it's just a plain car, a marked car. But the relevance of that is, Catherine, important, just they don't have a marked patrol car. They can't carry out checkpoints and nothing like that.